This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place with the stars and stripes.
And we're back with another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon, and the Better Business Roundtable coming up in just a minute. Brought to you today by the University of Mary, helping working adults elevate their careers and finish their degrees for over 60 years. You know this? They start classes every 5 weeks, so there is a course available online in the evenings. You choose the best way to learn while you continue to work and fulfill your other responsibilities. So they value their students' prior education and life experiences, so you get credits for that in areas which you're already proficient. Another novel concept. So pursue an education that's affordable and flexible at the University of Mary. Promo code Scott to waive that application fee. Bring you the program we call What's on Your Mind. We appreciate their fine partnership. As we do our Better Business Roundtable, should we take care of business today? Yeah, I think we should. Yeah, exactly right. We got the A team back here today. Chan Flanagan from Ide Bailey, Tom McDougall for High Point Networks, and Dan Stoller from Starion Financial. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
So we're going to tackle a topic that has to be in the back of minds of every single business owner out there, and that's what's going on with this economy and economic challenges. And, you can't help but just see what's going on, whether it be supply chains or inflation, the cost of fuel, whatever, and say, can this be sustainable? Is there going to be some point where we go, ouch, this hurts? It seems to me we have a way of sort of having less of the lows and, less of the highs and kind of find a spot somewhere in the middle in this part of the world. We're blessed in that regard, but I also keep thinking just at what point does this all catch up, So a lot of concerns. Let me start with each of you. I'll go to you first, Dan, and then come around the table here to Chad and Tom. By the way, Tyler's gone today from Onstead Twitchell, so we'll do without the lawyers today. Tom McDougall said he'll do double duty. He'll be
great.
Yeah. just what you see is the way of economic challenges. What you're hearing from your clients, what concerns you at Starion Financial and with your clients, Dan?
Sure. I think the obvious one is the change in rate environment. It's really creating that's intentional, right? The Fed is intentionally raising rates to slow down the economy a little bit. And those customers who need to borrow money, which is a great percentage of our customers, they're seeing an increase in their costs, and it's no different than any other cost of goods sold. Your costs go up, somehow that's got to either be passed on or absorbed, and the rate at which we're anticipating those costs going up is pretty substantial. You equate it to the building market right now. If you were building a house, or as you guys are here, Scott, you probably saw price increases. All of a sudden 15% on insulation or 20% on roofing come out of nowhere. Somewhere that has to be absorbed. And the same thing's happening on the interest rate market. Those who are borrowing money are potentially looking at some pretty significant increases over the next year, and I think they've got a plan for that.
So have you had people say, now's not the time because of rates yet? I mean, are they just saying, this is a cost of business right now, so I need to do it?
We're starting to see customers second-guess themselves as far as expansion goes, new projects. You think about, if you were building a new building, you started maybe in December, and you kind of knew what your costs were, you knew what your interest rates were. Now you're getting into June and July, and you find out everything went up 20%. Well, you've really got to take a step back and sharpen your pencil and find out, is this still a feasible project for me at a 20% cost increase?
I was over at Border States recently. They've just kicked off a build for Habitat for Humanity. They're doing it actually in their parking lot. We're going to be over there next week. But they delayed that project and several others because of the cost of materials. At the time, from when they decided they were going to do this to when they actually started doing it, was a 32% increase. And then after they started the project, another 20. Just unbelievable when you think about the ripple effect of that. And then when you go to finance it, as you're saying, it's more there as well. Interesting. Chad, how about from you and from your clients, economic challenges you see on the horizon?
Yeah, you think about these escalating costs and you think, well, some businesses are able to pass those along to the consumer, keep their margin. I talked to a client this morning that talked about being locked into contracts. And certainly for those clients, that's a major challenge that they've dealing with the escalating prices while being fixed in the price they're getting. So they'll work through that, right? They'll work through those contracts, the next contract, build those increases in. But it's a challenging time between interest rates, inflation, and so there's some headwinds there. But at the same time, there's so much optimism still in the business climate. Talked to a lot of clients that are still growing. Like Dan said, maybe a few of them are taking a step back and reevaluating, maybe doing some stress tests analysis on different things. But it's still there's still a lot of optimism, it seems, in this region anyway.
No, that's a case of being blessed where we live. Tom McDougall, you look like the most optimistic guy in this room, but what do you see in the way of headwinds?
Well, like we were talking beforehand, I just don't participate generally, but...
You opt out of this, right?
I opt out of these problems most of the time, but realistically, I mean, I say that, but, you look at... I tend to focus a little bit more on some different things, and I look at the labor market specifically, and, you go through most years, and you've got a standard... a standard raise that you're shooting for, and then you base things on merit and all those kinds of things. So if you take your standard and you're somehow basing that on what you're expecting inflation to be or cost of living to be, and then all of a sudden that's doubled or tripled, then you've got to reevaluate what did I really do and how do we solve for this? Because you don't want your people being in a situation where they're getting caught up in the increased prices and all that stuff as well. So In my view, there's a lot of pieces to this puzzle that have to come into play alongside of all of the business things. Just like these guys were talking, I mean, you got interest rates grew from, 2.5 to now, if I was going to buy a building, it'd probably be 5.5, 6, something like that. And, 6 months from now, it might be 8 or 9. That's getting back to the way it was in the late 80s when I first bought my first house. And I thought 8.65 was cheap at that point, and we're probably going to get back there. So, you got to think through all of those different pieces of it as you're making decisions, and that's where I find myself. And so when I say I just try not to participate, I really don't, but yet there's that big picture that's happening out there that's all part of the puzzle.
And your cost of business, across the board, you mentioned labor, but is up.
Yeah, everything's up.
Right? Everything's up.
I mean, we've seen... You take any manufacturer that we work with, and we've probably had at minimum of 2 and as many as 4 price increases in the last 14 months. Combine that with the fact that in our world, you can't get anything. I've got contracts out there that are closed. We've got set pricing on them, and it's not going to change. We'll be okay, but I'm not going to be able to deliver them for a year. So now we're talking about how do we bridge the gap for our people again who aren't going to get paid, because I'm not paying them unless I get paid. And I can't get paid unless I deliver. And so you've got this whole big cascading effect that's happening that we have to navigate.
How about as far as what you're charging the customers? Are they expecting these increases right now? Is that a hard conversation?
It's not really a hard conversation. I mean, it is from the fact that you don't want to have to do it. But on the flip side, they know our prices are going up. We're telling them about it as soon as we know. And we're trying to get them locked in, of course, when it's at, here's today's price, and it's good through the end of June. We already know there's going to be a price increase. If we can contract it, great, let's get it. If there's some reason you can't, then just understand it's going up by 10%.
But look, there's UFOs.
Right, yeah. There are a few distractions
wow.
These days, maybe on purpose. We're talking with the folks in the Better Business Roundtable today on the program about some of the things we're talking about because we know you're talking about it. We talked sort of short-term, what we know is that facing us right now. What about long-term? Let's go around the board on that. What do you see, a year from now, 2 years from now, what's the ripple effect of this, Dan?
Well, I think what's interesting, and Chad brought it up, is the contract. Right now, buyers want a contract. I want to set my rate right now. Sellers don't want a contract because they don't know what their cost is going to be long term, and even the labor costs. And so you start looking out a year, 2 years, how are we going to get back to mutually agreeable contracts where a buyer and seller say, hey, I can guarantee I can sell you at this price, and the buyer says, yes, I want to buy at that price. I think in this inflationary times, you start talking about 8% over 2 years, and that compounds, your prices are going to be significantly less. So although I want to lock in as a buyer today, the seller's saying there's no way. I can lock in till June 15th, and that's it. Beyond that, I can't guarantee a price. Well, it makes it really hard for me to go sell a long-term product if I don't know what my cost is going to be long-term. And I think one of the concerns that I have and I see with some of my customers is breach of contract. you know, at some point, you know, Tom's customer's not going to be able to sell him the same goods at the price that he locked in. And that concerns me a little bit.
It seems like it's just going to time and materials now. I mean, everybody say, well, you'll pay what I pay the day I go buy it, and you're going to pay me my hourly, or whatever it is.
Yeah, is that, you seeing more of that, Chad, sort of a cost-plus thing?
I think that takes some of the risk off of those types of businesses, and maybe consumers are more open to it now. So, yeah, we're seeing more of that.
What keeps you up at night? What about the long-term stuff?
Yeah, you know, I talked about how there's still optimism out there. I think there's going to be a return to normal at some point. Growth will slow at some point. But right now, companies still have strong balance sheets. They're still liquid. Hopefully they can plan for that and be prepared.
More with our roundtable on the Better Business Roundtable today on What's On Your Mind. Love these conversations. Chad Flanagan with Ide Bailey. We have Dan Stoller from Starion Bank with us, and Tom McDougall from High Point Networks. Another segment to go on these questions, these topics. We'll continue after this. Don't touch that dial.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique, and through years of experience, bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you.
Reveille, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What's on your mind? The Better Business Roundtable. I'm thinking about the things you're thinking about, and hopefully giving you some food for thought on all this. Our panel of guests on the Better Business Roundtable each month are Chad Flanagan, partner in charge at Ide Bailey, the Fargo office, Tom McDougall, the owner of High Point Networks, and Dan Stoller, market president for Starion Financial. Our lawyer is not here today. Onstead Twitchell's Tyler Leverington with us normally each week, each month as well, but Tyler's off today. Okay, back to our conversation. So we were in the middle of a chat, Chad, just about longer-term concerns.
Yeah.
The what-ifs, if you will. What are those that you're, you know, I think we all agree here, things are better here than they are in most places, and you have the wherewithal to deal with this, but what would change that? What would be the oh-no moment here ahead?
Right, you know, anything that changes the fundamentals in the economy, and I think, you know, I don't know if it's our conservative nature up here in the Midwest. People tend to run with stronger balance sheets and prepare for those type of events a little bit better. You know, I would just think about are those companies prepared if the economy slows, if there's a recession, if volume and price put some pressure on their margins and their overhead, how long, you know, do we have those good clients that measure how much cash on hand they have, how many days cash do they have, and are they able to manage their working capital in an appropriate manner? Dan, I'm sure you talk to them about those things as much as you can.
Right. I think you're spot on. Balance sheet strength in this area, I think, is key. Cash is king, as always. And I've talked about it a couple times on this show, you know, sustainable growth. I think there's still a lot of optimism. There's a lot of, you know, desire to grow. But what can your balance sheet support? You know, how much growth can you actually sustain before you have to start borrowing money? And then what is the cost of borrowing that money? So I think that, you know, how much cash do we have? How many days cash to cover the operating cycle? But then how much growth can my balance sheet sustain long term before I have to take on expensive financing or try to raise additional capital? Which, you know, I don't know what the capital markets look like today, given the changes in environment. That'd be something I think a business owner would have to look at is, if I'm going to grow and the cost of finance is expensive, how expensive is the cost of actual capital?
So, Tom, best practices from your perspective here to, you know, ride out the storm or get aggressive?
Well, it depends, like Dan was talking about, for those of us who... So in my world, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot in between in companies that do some of the things that we do. There's either the ones like us who actually do keep an eye on the balance sheet and try to keep some good capital, and there's others who are pretty much all operational, right? So the way I look at it is the time to get aggressive is probably coming up from a growth perspective, because some of those companies that have been riding on the operational side aren't going to have access to capital because they're let's face it, they're not making any money. So there's going to be a time for people who have money to get aggressive and go do some things. For those who don't have access to the capital, that it's going to get really tough. And one of my fears is in the world of IT, you see all of these things kind of shifting to more of a cloud perspective, sort of a centralized control. Their costs are going up. Well, what's going to happen with all of these people that are trying to ride that operational side of the business when their costs start rising and they have no control over it? That's where I think it's going to get really scary for a lot of companies, to be honest with you. So I like to coach people, don't put all your eggs in any one basket. Think about spreading those around so as the baskets change, you're not completely hosed.
You mentioned earlier you choose not to participate in these. Give us your best advice in that regard. I mean, how when things get tough, you go out and just find the business? You just elbow your way there? You see a opportunity in crisis? How do you do that?
Well, that goes back to what I was just saying. We've always focused on being strong from a financial perspective. So it leaves us in a position where when things get really tough, we can keep up and go out and seek out new business. And our job, let's face it, our job isn't anything fancy. It's to help other customers be successful in the world of IT. That's not going to go away. So as long as we keep doing what we do best, our business is going to sustain itself. Whether or not we can sell a product is a whole different subject, because we might not be able to get them, but there's still a ton of services and a ton of knowledge that we offer, and that's how we've set ourselves up, and that's why we'll continue to be successful.
Chad, what kind of advice do you give your clients, at Ide Bailey on this regard? I mean, is this the time to look for a new set of business? Is this, obviously we've all said the same thing about keeping the balance sheet strong, so you're in a position to do some of this, but once you have those fundamentals right,
yeah.
What's some suggestions you have?
Yeah, you know, when Tom talks about maybe being opportunistic with over the course of the next few years, maybe some clients looking to exit, you know, don't be that client. You know, make sure you do have adequate capital, have that succession plan. There's some controllables and some uncontrollables, but, you know, we talk to clients a lot of times about, you know, do what you can on revenue and margins, and then try to reduce risk, diversify some of your services or products, deepen your management team, secure your top talent. Just all those little things add up and help you either weather that storm or, you know, prepare you for a successful exit if it comes to that.
Dan, how about you?
You know, we talk about growth in general. What we talk a lot about is profitable growth. You know, it's one thing to say I want to hit X number in top line revenue, but what does that actually do to the bottom line, and what does it take to get there, and how long can you sustain that sort of profitability? So we spend a lot of time talking about, let's just not grow the company to grow the company. Let's make sure at the end of the day you're adding more to the bottom line, you're able to sustain that growth long term. But growth for growth's sake is really not a good strategy.
Do any of us see recruitment getting back to normal? I don't know what normal is anymore in recruitment, but I mean, everybody's got a pain point of finding people. Do you see any silver lining on the horizon there, Tom?
You know, recruitment is more challenging today than it used to be. We all kind of know that, right? I think in order for recruitment to get back to normal, though, if there is a normal, like you said, I would like to see a lot more younger people entering into some of the jobs that we're all talking about from, all the way across the gamut. I'd like to see people entering into those positions at an earlier phase, and I think that would really help. I think that preparation is key, and a lot of the schools around the area have really worked hard on this, and I'm really proud of some of them for being able to prepare students for some of the things that we need them to do, and lots of other positions as well. But getting back to normal is kind of more work ethic related than it is training related. Well, and I could go on for a week.
That's generational,
on that.
Though, right?
It is.
Yeah.
And that's where it takes a little longer to find the right person that has the work ethic that you're looking for. That's all I'll say about that.
Chad and Dan, quick.
Yeah, it's a numbers game, and the numbers aren't looking good. I think we're going to see declining numbers of students. There's this talk of 2026. There's declining enrollment at the colleges from less and less students graduating. The demographics say we're in it for the long haul on this recruitment
issue. So there's a question of innovate to do more with less, I guess, right?
Yeah, technology or, changing your business model where you can.
Dan, thoughts on recruitment?
I don't mean to interrupt, but you said something that was really key in the demographic side, and I don't think a lot of people have actually really thought that totally through, right? Because the majority of people in the U.S. are actually older than I am right now, and they're looking for services, and there's less people to serve them, and it's creating this massive challenge. Sorry, Dan.
No, you're good, Tom. I think, diversity in the workforce is going to continue to evolve. You know, I think with what's happened in the marketplace lately, there's got to be some folks that are reconsidering getting back into the marketplace. And what impact will that have? And
great advice, as always, gentlemen. Thank you. Dan Stoller from Starion Bank, Chad Flanagan from Mike Bailey, and Tom McDougall from High Point Networks on the Roundtable.
People ask me, who can I trust in the media? It's a good question. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. 65% of Republicans don't trust them at all. The source I trust is Newsmax. I go online to Newsmax.com for breaking headlines. I watch Newsmax TV all the time. I even downloaded the free Newsmax app on my smartphone so I could see it anywhere I am. Nielsen recently reported that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. That is huge. So many people are making the switch to Newsmax. Start every day with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty. And the team at night is great. Eric Bowling, Chris Salcedo, Sean Spicer, and Lindsey Keith. Greg Kelly, Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt. And great weekend shows like Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Gorka, Wendy Bell. 20 million made the switch and watch Newsmax all the time. Try it. You may never go back. I trust Newsmax. You should too.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is soaring, with AAA reporting the national average price for regular jumped again overnight to $4.52 a gallon. That's too much for this Michigan man.
And that's crazy that people can't even get to their jobs. People can't get to their jobs. How are they supposed to feed their family? Something needs to happen. Something's not right.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. California drivers are getting hit the hardest, with prices now topping $6 a gallon on average. The price of diesel also setting a record at $5.57 a gallon. President Biden is in Buffalo, New York, meeting with grieving family members of the 10 people killed in a mass shooting at a supermarket on Saturday. Police say the shooting was racially motivated. An 18-year-old suspect is in custody. He pleaded not guilty and is due back in court Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Man, you'll do some largemouth fishing in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can.
Listen to the words of this song. It's a dandy. It is.
You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand till you can.
Very true.
Absolutely.
If you got a chance, take it.
There's the best advice right there.
Take it while you got a chance. If you got a chance,
you got a chance, take it. You got a dream, take it. Because at some point you can't, right?
Amen.
You do it until you can't.
You get one ride on this roller coaster and make the most of it.
Exactly right. A little open phone time here for this segment, just for you on What's on Your Mind Today. I have some fine, suggestions here, ladies and gentlemen, on where we ought to point the What's on Your Farm, What's on Your Ranch. Stop from Bucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy, and North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. Looking for photos today. Selfies from our farmer friends, from our ranch friends. If you are in the field, we want a shot in the field. If you're in the shop still waiting to get in there and get some planting done, then one from the shop. Text me at 701-367-2054. Do me a favor, include where you're texting from, so we know exactly where you're at. Last one was west of Linton, I guess. So they're pouring in here, and we love it. We absolutely love it. Texter says, please relay this to Michelle. If the Republicans take control of the House, Michelle Bachmann for Speaker of the House. And
I've always liked Michelle.
Feeding the cattle. Got a photo of them feeding the cattle. I don't know where that's from, so... text us where that's from, but keep those coming today, okay? Because we love getting out to your farm or ranch, and we bring the lunch. So if you'd like to invite us, we're just kind of curious how many are planning and how many are waiting today. So if you're in the shop or you're in the field, let us know. Text us a photo and a location of that photo, 701-367-2054. One more time, 701-367-2054 with your photos and the location. From the shop, or if you're planting, you're out in the field, you're getting it done, some folks are going to have a little neighboritis. What? You're there? But we'd love to know about it, okay? Let's get to some texts on some other topics here today. This from Morgan Freeman this morning on Twitter. Oh, no. I can hardly wait. Shut up and act. Right? Why do these people do this?
I actually like Morgan Freeman.
Well, he's a great actor.
Is he buying it? Well, he's been very, very common sense on the race thing.
Well, let's see, because on Twitter today, being anti-racist starts by admitting whiteness is a disease. That doesn't sound very middle ground to me.
He's the guy that said, "Stop! You want to end racism? Stop talking about it."
Well, he's talking about it today, according to this listener. Go on, see if you can find that on Twitter today. Texter says, "Did I hear right? Minnesota Republicans and Democrats getting together to spend the surplus? What the heck?" Well, of course they are. I haven't seen deal. I heard there's a deal, and it is bipartisan. And it is supposedly includes some tax cuts. So I don't know. I don't know if it's like a pittance or what. Hopefully Tim Walz has given up on that stupid idea of giving you a pittance back. Yes, we'll give you a $1,000 Walz check.
He's all over it.
He's all over it.
Yep,
huh?
Still wants it.
Doubling
down. The same texters last month sent a picture. She met Alice Cooper and his wife when they were in Bismarck. It's a great picture. By the way, I did see it.
Same texture of what?
They just texted about the Minnesota Republicans and Democrats getting together.
What a deal.
What's that?
I said, what a deal.
Yeah, she sent a great picture with Alice Cooper in Bismarck.
Call us at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. Here is a listener that is looking for a flower bed cleaner outer. What do you call that? What is that skill? Flower bed cleaner outer.
A little hand tiller, maybe a little, got to clean out the wife's been doing that for 3 days now.
Yeah, it's not easy duty.
She just finished.
It's not easy duty. Somebody in Fargo looking for a flower bed cleaner outer. I see. Super producer Chris Larson says that skill is a green thumb. Okay. So if your green thumb is for hire in or around Fargo, and look, we're here to solve problems, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we do. We solve your problems on what's on your mind. This is what's on that listener's mind. They need a flower bed cleaner outer in and around Fargo. So if you're for hire in that regard, send me a text right now and I'll connect you. 701-367-2054. For the photos today from the Farmer Ranch or for the flower bed cleaner outer connector. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054.
You were talking about a person to do that. I'm thinking about the tool that will do that flower bed cleaning outing.
I think this
is a person to do it.
This is a person to do it. Yes, exactly right. Did you find Morgan Freeman on Twitter?
I'm looking right now.
Okay. Texter says, I think I've seen this classic movie before. The Democrats are the looting bandits. The Republicans are the spineless victim peasants. And we, the people, are trying to find find seven magnificent broke people with enough giblets to fight. the movies. Thank you very much. Texter says, hey, boys, hope you know Burgum and Waltz are in on that WHO stuff that Michelle Bachmann was talking about and a lot more concerning that rent collection you were talking about and the Canada border stuff. Okay. Kind of random thoughts there. Thank you. Texter says, Madam Bachmann, God bless you for your efforts. She's gone now, but we'll pass that on. We have contacted Senators Cramer, Hoeven, and Armstrong on that issue, have not yet had a response. All right. Stay in it. We will as well. If Texter says, if Biden administration is indeed being lawless, is that not grounds for impeachment? Where does impeachment start? Where do impeachment proceedings get brought? Which chamber of the United States Congress can bring impeachment?
I believe the House would be the answer.
Who is the Speaker of the House?
Nancy Pelosi.
Would she be concerned about this lawlessness?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We got that answer. Yeah. Mike has a question about former President Donald Trump. Your question, Mike. You're up on what's on your mind. Mike, are you there? And there he goes. All right. Thank you, Mike. I have just received a message from the one and only Mike Lindell. And he says, Scott, for your listeners, we want to announce today a blowout slipper sale. This is the blowout slipper sale of the year, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
MyPillow slippers, you know, the moccasins or the slip-ons, are the best. Got a pair of each. And our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He does not stop at simply creating the best pillow. He's done it now by introducing My Slippers, and for a limited time, you ready? Wait for it. $90 a pair savings if you use the promo code Scott. So this is the blowout sale of the year. This is not going to last long, so order now. 2 years to develop. You can wear them indoors or out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and the impact gel that helps prevent the fatigue. And the quality leather suede on these, 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott. I'd do this today because they're not going to last long at $90 a pair off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use the promo code Scott. This offer will not last long. Order now, promo code Scott at MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com.
I'm back to November of last year, and I can't find one racist comment on any of Morgan Freeman's tweets. It's all about his show, different events he goes to.
This texter says this morning from Morgan Freeman on Twitter, so... Yeah. Didn't
there.
Happen.
It's not there.
Either that or, you know, he deleted it.
I really think he lives by what he said before, which is more than once on record.
Of what?
Stop racism. Stop talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't care what color. And he's the one that said, we have a Black History Month. Why don't we have a, you know, red, yellow, you know, whatever History Month? Why do I need a History Month?
Texture from Hallock, Minnesota. A family farm putting in 11,000 acres of sugar beets. In 2022, they're in the field. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Love it. I got a note from Grassy Butte in the field. Oh, it's beautiful. Man, is that beautiful. I love it. Wimbledon, North Dakota, driving on a dusty road, still waiting another day or two. Too darn wet in the field.
Yeah. I got it.
On a dusty road. Wish it was. No, I don't either. I'm not going to wish for that. But I do want him in the field. Larry from Vergas gives a shout-out to Kevin. There's a selfie. Larry is in the field. Okay, beautiful.
Larry!
Braddock, North Dakota. Are they in the field? I got a little tiny picture. They can barely see it. Looks like they're in the field, south of Braddock. All right, beautiful. McLean County seeding some canola. God bless you. Giving beauty to the land with that canola. Thank you very much, McLean County. Seeding canola there.
We got one building fence in God's country out in Hazen.
Keep them coming, folks. Texas says, I'm feeding cows, and if you zoom in, Dad's planting corn on the horizon.
Beautiful.
Almont, North Dakota. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, Mike is back talking about Donald Trump. Go ahead, Mike, you're on. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I don't know the truth of this, but Sheriff David Zublik, he has his own show on every Monday. It's called The Dark Outpost on BitChute. He's reporting that Donald Trump has been taken out by a drone, a stealth drone, engineered by his son-in-law at Mar-a-Lago, and that what we have been seeing recently is a stand-in.
Oh, my goodness. This is the nuttiest thing I've ever heard in my life, for crying out loud.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a suggestion. Stop listening to The Dark Outpost.
Oh, wow.
You know, when some of these outrageous allegations happen and then nothing comes of them, I mean, you know.
Drone strike at Mar-a-Lago probably would have made the news.
Imagine being the stand-in for Donald Trump, you know.
Yeah.
That stuff's a little crazy. Sounds nutty to me, Mike. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't believe
it. Pardon me?
Have you seen the images of Joe Biden on the right side of his face, his earlobes? All you do is Google it. You see the real Joe Biden. He's got a round, detached earlobe. The Biden you see now, it's angled straight down, attached to his chin.
Oh.
Yeah, they're saying stand in. You know, literally. I don't
this is
know.
Getting, you know, come on. People, people, people.
The United States of America.
I've seen it, though. Yeah, it raises questions.
Energy Matters next.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 476 acres of irrigated crop and pasture land in McLean County, 645 acres of crop and CRP land in Benson County, 1,285 CRP and pasture land acres in Eddy County, 388 acres of exceptional crop land in Richland County, and the Leroy Bechtel Farm Equipment Estate Auction in Hazen, and the Krebs Family Retirement Equipment Auction in New England, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranties for a lifetime, not only on those new Buicks and GMCs, but if you're thinking, I'm kind of on a budget, I really need, what we need to look at is something that's pre-owned. Well, there's over 75. They're all clearly marked, priced to sell, various makes and models, not just GMCs, Buicks, or even Cadillacs, but various makes and models. I got to see if they still got that Ram TRX. That's like the high-end, high-performance one, and see if they'll let me turn that loose. I may have a report for you. Shop, click, drive, and find yours, SchwannBuickGMC.com.
PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience, and, of course, Double Stamp Tuesday. They get your lucky 7 club card stamped twice. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience, fresh-baked muffins, fresh-baked cookies, 4 for 4 deal, the inflation buster. Listen to this.
Still $4 for a Hot Stuff personal pan pizza, two of those fresh baked cookies, and a 20-ounce drink. You can't even make it up. Petroserve USA, tell them Scott sent you. We do the Energy Matters segment for our friends at Lignite Energy Council, and we're featuring today a great conversation with the superintendent of Washburn Public Schools, Brad Renas, retiring after 40 years of service. My goodness, congratulations to you, Brad.
Thank you very much.
So go back to that original discussion or thought process about your careers and what drove you to be in education and ultimately forge this career path you did.
Well, actually, when I graduated from high school and started out, I actually had thoughts of maybe getting into advertising, radio, television, something similar probably to what you do. I don't know. But after a couple of years, teaching just seemed to be something I was drawn to. I always liked school. My mother was a teacher. My older brother was a teacher. I had other family members who were teachers. So I decided to get my degree in teaching and a high school English teacher and see how that would go for a couple of years. And it just turned out that I never left it.
Did you spend your entire time in communities the size of Washburn?
For the most part, I was an assistant middle school principal in Jamestown for a few years, and otherwise, all of my career has been spent in Class B size schools, some smaller, some larger. But that's kind of what I've been doing.
We hear a lot about education these days, and of course, a lot of the things that concerns parents are in larger schools and bigger schools. And it makes a person appreciate those Class B size school districts. Talk about just, you know, how much that's a family when you're in a community that size.
Oh, very much so, yeah. Everybody gets to know you, and you get to know everybody else. It's certainly, when you walk down the street or you stop in one of the stores and you see your students there that are checking out the groceries, and you know them pretty well, and you know their parents well. So it is a very close-knit group, and it's typically that way throughout most North Dakota schools that are Class B.
Now, you're an educator in coal country. Connect those dots for us on how the importance of that. Obviously, many, I would assume, students are, you know, children of coal families. They're in coal country. What's it like being an educator in coal country, North Dakota?
Well, from my perspective, it's great. I mean, I've been at Washburn for 14 years, and it's, I think the thing that we find that's probably different is that Washburn is on the map. Our school district really isn't a large footprint. Ag is a huge part of our economy, but we don't have a lot of students whose families are in ag anymore. Most of our students, their parents and grandparents and so on have made their living in the coal industry or lignite industry or something related to that, or, you know, in businesses and so on that support that. So that's probably one of the differences. I always tell people, you know, about 70% of our students actually live in town, which is not the norm as far as North Dakota rural school districts. You're at the forefront of all the discussions that take place, you know, over the last 10 years, not just with oil, but with coal. I mean, that's been a booming economy, and, we've had our downfalls a little bit here lately, but now things have kind of stabilized, and I think with the sale of Coal Creek Station, that we've got a lot of optimism right now. That was the thing I think that was probably the most notable, is that when there was the original announcement that Coal Creek was probably going to have to be shut down if they couldn't find a buyer, you know, that was a real, it was just a difficult thing for the entire community, and it was just a cloud that kind of hung over things, a lot of uncertainty. And then, you know, as the talks began with the possibility of Rainbow taking over, then you got a little more optimism, and then now with the sale, at least right now, we feel pretty optimistic about moving forward. We're growing gradually, so we can handle that, and we've been growing now for the last 15 years. It's a slow growth, but we can handle it, and this kind of gives us that sense that, you know, if we need to make improvements to the facility, if we need to hire additional staff, that we've got a lot to be optimistic about right now.
Final question for you. Just as an educator of 40 years, what wisdom you'd like to pass on for future educators?
I don't know that I have much wisdom to pass on about that. You know, I guess I always think if you can find something that you enjoy doing and you know, that would be the same of education as it would be any career. I was fortunate enough to like what I did. You know, I think the main thing is you try and not take all the problems home with you. And if you can do that, if you can go to school every day and work with students and staff and parents and not take all the headaches home, then it's a pretty rewarding and pretty satisfying profession.
Brad Reena, Superintendent of Washburn Public Schools, our guest on Energy Matters today for the Lignite Energy Council. Congratulations on your 40 years in education. Enjoy your retirement. Thanks for joining us today, Brad.
Thank you, Scott.
Another listener in Norris, South Dakota, planting corn. Keep those picks coming. God bless. See you tomorrow.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Stratacorp is hiring. Don't miss a hiring event Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks and in West Fargo. Strata's been a North Dakota-based family-owned company for more than a century. They're looking for solid people to join the team at Stratacorp. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks at 1600 North 48th Street. In West Fargo, 210 12th Avenue Northwest. On-site interviews. Ask about a $2,500 sign-on bonus for ready-mix drivers. Stratacorp. Hiring. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss it.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.